I am the architect. I created the Matrix.
Shall we play a game?
Okay, it's 4:30 in the morning, listeners. I couldn't sleep because my phone dinged me. And sure enough, there was an article coming through to my phone from a fellow by the name of Chris Brown, who is a lawyer with venture entrepreneur firm in Kansas City. This is an article that's going in the Kansas City Star, and it's the title article. The title of the article is Kansas Native Agent Pi May Be About to Break the Internet for Kansas City and the Nation. And the Nation, right? Now, I don't have the whole article in front of me because I read it upstairs on my phone, but Brown is with some sort of venture legal foundation here in Kansas City, I guess doing not-for-profit work. Here's what he says. In the nutshell, the rules require ASPs to treat all internet content equally without discrimination based on the source of the content. He's actually arguing now for net neutrality. Now, I forget some important things I've mentioned in the last few days. First, he talks about the 2015 net neutrality rules. Remember, the net was around for 20 years, over 20 years, before the so-called net neutrality rules were instituted to make the internet fair and open. It was always fair and open. The rules in 2015 weren't done to eliminate some problem. My gosh, that was the greatest period of growth we've had on the internet, was that period of 20 years up to 2015. And we did that without any so-called net neutrality rules. We did it with just basic good sense and the laws that were already in place. Now, a little background. Agent Pi went to Harvard, but he was educated in Parsons, Kansas. That's, I don't know, 200 or 300 miles west of where I am right now. His folks were both doctors. They were they came here from India. He was born in Buffalo, New York, and somehow immigrated to Parsons, Kansas, where he was raised. Then he went to Harvard. Then he went to the University of Chicago Law School. Now, everybody calls him a Verizon person. Pay is just another Verizon person. Well, first, he worked for Verizon for 2 years, 2001 to 2003, which means he hasn't worked for them for 14 years. Now, he was appointed to his post by Obama, and not the post he has now, but to a deputy spot, and Trump elevated him to be FCC commissioner. Now, listen to what he says, and I don't have that in front of me either, but I've read what he says, and he says, my goal was to level the playing field for the internet. In other words, rolling back the 2015 regulations goes back to the time when the internet was a level playing field. He would like to make it even, let's say, totally even from the standpoint that the information service providers, such as the ISPs and the Netflix and Googles of the world, all are on the same field. They're all regulated the same way. And he does this by characterizing these players, these participators in the internet, as information service providers, not coming under the Telecommunications Act of Title II, which would make them utilities. This is a very important point. But remember, Pi believes in leveling the field, not making it easier. Now, the people like Chris Brown who say, oh my gosh, The internet is over. We're going to kill it for the nation. I can't even imagine how they can say that. The internet was doing fine prior to 2015 without these new rules that so-called leveled the playing field, according to net neutrality people. In other words, we didn't have these rules before 2015, and we had, 20 years of extremely high growth on the internet. I've said that before, but you got to keep that in mind. So let's roll back to where we were before 2015. Now, there's a couple of important points here. Maybe one I can make is that there's no indication at all that we're going to be charged more or it's going to affect small businesses in rural counties. And remember, he came from a rural county. His analysis of rolling back to where we were before 2015 is that it will help rural counties. Because right now, the broadband providers, the people that spend the money to build the infrastructure, they don't want to build in those counties now because there's too many regulations. So he believes, and remember, he's studying all the documents. He's not a political figure. He's studying all the documents. He was appointed by both Obama and Trump. I want to roll back the regulations to where they were before 2015, and that will improve access across the United States. He believes in total internet access from anywhere. That's what he's trying to do. And he certainly has a better view of it and what it takes than the rest of us. Now, an interesting point is people say, well, the ISPs will capture information about users. And his point is, let's say Google and Yahoo and Facebook all capture all kinds of information about users, and no one objects to that. They've been doing it for years. We all know that. Let's level the playing field and let the ISPs do some capturing too. Google, and I love Google, by the way, they're a great company, but they're essentially a monopoly on digital advertising. Whatever they're doing, $80 billion, $90 billion a year. Google's worried, as is Netflix, because the ISPs now can do some of the same things that Netflix and or Google does with respect to capturing information. One last point about the Chris Brown article, and I see this all the time. I see all the analogies, all the metaphors. So here's Chris Brown's analogy. He says, hey, look, when you go to the UPS store and you ship a small box, you get charged a certain price. And if somebody else goes to the UPS store and ships a small box, they get a charge a certain price. So his idea of net neutrality is everybody pays the same for the same size box. Yes, but here's the problem. The size of the Netflix box is much greater than the size of the typical box that I shipped. And the ISPs want to charge the people that ship a bigger box more. And oh, by the way, Mr. Brown, if you go to the UPS store and ship a bigger box, you're going to pay more. Bigger box, you pay more. Smaller box, you pay less. So I don't know where he gets his metaphor. The ISPs aren't suggesting that they're going to charge different people different prices for the same use. And think about that, for the same use. In other words, for the same box. They're just saying, if you ship a larger box with us, you should pay more for the larger box. Makes sense to me. So give this some thought, but don't be concerned that the sky is falling and the internet is over. These are just stupid, silly things that people are saying. I don't know even where they get the concept. If you read anything about the regulations, You don't see any kinds of things or issues or regulations that's going to kill the internet. And by the way, these ISPs aren't stupid. They're in there to make a profit, just like Google or Facebook or Netflix. They want usage. They're not about to kill the internet so no one uses it. It's silly to even think about it. They make money off of our use of the internet. They're not about to kill it. They want to expand it. And if you get behind this guy, Pai, he may do something that I've always been in favor of. And that is an internet across the United States. Everywhere you go, you have access. That's what he wants to do. And he wants to do that with a level playing field between all the information service providers, such as AT&T, Verizon, etc., and other service providers like Netflix and Google. And oh, by the way, another point about the Kansas City Star article, we have a toll road in Kansas City. When I go on it with my four-wheel vehicle, I pay $3 for a certain area. And if an 18-wheeler goes on it, they pay $20. They have a bigger box. And they pay more. It makes sense that if you have a bigger box, you take up more room, you take up more bandwidth, and therefore you should pay more. But it'll be up to the ISPs to figure that out. I believe December 14th is the day, and who knows, maybe there'll be some sort of protest and the internet will shut down on December 15th. But guess what? I doubt it. I've been on at 4 o'clock in the morning, and I can tell you it's already moves pretty slow. Because why? Because we don't have enough bandwidth being built for all the users that we have. So all you people that are against net neutrality, get out your checkbook and you finance some infrastructure. Yeah, you get together and start a business and finance some infrastructure, or borrow money from the government to finance it, or borrow money from a bank. And then have someone tell you, oh, by the way, you financed all this infrastructure, but we're going to tell you how much you can pay. And don't think you're going to be real happy with that. So if you really object to net neutrality, or object to rolling back the rules, or object to rolling back net neutrality, then get out your checkbook. Just write a letter and a check to AT&T and says, hey, look, we know you spent a lot of money for infrastructure, and we're in favor of net neutrality, so here's a check to offset some of your costs. I don't think anybody that's against net neutrality is writing anybody a check. And words, although they matter, they're cheap. And that's all that I have to say about this article in the Kansas City Star that beat me at 4 o'clock in the morning, and I could not resist coming down and telling my listeners how silly this article is in the Kansas City Star. But then again, my expectations aren't very high. And as usual, the Kansas City Star met those expectations as low as they are. Signing off for today on November 29th, very, very early in the morning, listeners. Think about what I've said. Google the Chris Brown article if you like. And study the background of Ajit Pai, and I think you're going to be impressed. This guy has the right credentials. He came from a rural area, and I think he's going to make the internet bigger, faster, and more access than we've ever had before. Good luck. I'm in favor of him doing it, and I hope that he is very successful. And it's nice to know that a native from rural Kansas has worked his way into the Washington, D.C. institutions. We need more people from Kansas in those institutions. Signing off for today, this is WebTalkWithBob@gmail.com on November 29th, saying, have a great day and listen in and pass this along. Rolling back net neutrality is not a bad thing. It's a good thing. We were all happy before it. And we'll still be happy when we've rolled back the net neutrality 2015 regulations. Have a good day.